And this Sunday, Jackie Robinson's beloved team, now the Los Angeles Dodgers, will commemorate his legacy. Robinson's widow, Rachel, will join surviving teammates as well as baseball commissioner Bud Selig for a ceremony before the Dodgers take on the San Diego Padres. Dodgers owner Frank McCourt describes what Sunday's festivities mean to him.
A celebration of all that's great in America. I think it's a day where I hope the entire very, very diverse population of Los Angeles is represented at the stadium, you know, their home away from home, and where celebrating with almost like an all-star game atmosphere the contributions that Jackie Robinson made not only to the game of baseball but to society.
You're also going to have Jackie Robinson's widow there, is that correct?
Yeah, Rachel will be with us, and she has done several times in the past, and just a great lady and privileged to get to know her and her daughter Sharon and other members of the extended Robinson family to the Dodger Stadium on Sunday.
Not everybody gets to own a team of any sort, let alone the Los Angeles Dodgers. When did you first become a fan of the game, long before you became an owner? And how did Jackie Robinson come into your life as a figure?
Yeah, let me start by saying that I really don't own the Los Angeles Dodgers. I consider myself a steward of the franchise. Baseball teams are really owned by the community and the fan base and so forth. With that said, I've been a baseball fan and lover of the game since really as long as I can remember. I think it had to do a little bit with the fact that my grandfather was an owner of the Boston Braves at the same time that Jackie Robinson broke into the big leagues. I became a huge participant in the game, and as the years went by, I can't tell you how many great memories I have with my wife and our four boys going to the ballpark and enjoying ourselves. And I think that's the great thing about baseball is it's very much a time, a precious time you get to spend, you know, rooting for your team, of course, but also precious time you get to spend with family and with friends.
If you're a science fiction or fantasy fan, there is one meaning to the number 42. It is the answer to the ultimate question of life, which, of course, nobody actually knows the question. But if you're a baseball fan, 42 has a different meaning. Tell us how you're incorporating the number into some of the pageantry on Sunday.
Well, 42 is Jackie's number. Was retired 10 years ago by baseball. And on Sunday, to pay tribute to Jackie, all of our players have agreed to wear number 42, which I think is a great, great statement and a great tribute to Jackie's legacy. We've also collaborated with the Jackie Robinson Foundation on a program we call the Team 42 Scholarship Program, where the Dodgers and my wife and I provide financial resources to provide 42 college scholarships per year to individuals that might not otherwise be able to attend college, and we do that in partnership with the Jackie Robinson Foundation. Of course, their success rate, identifying great young men and women and supporting them so that they graduate from college is phenomenal. It's in the high 90 percentile. So that's a partnership with the Jackie Robinson Foundation where we bring the number 42 to life.
Well, Frank, it sounds like great work now, and certainly on Sunday, things will be a popping. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day at Dodger Stadium, and I've enjoyed spending some time with you.
Again, that was Frank McCourt, owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers. This Sunday, the team and fans celebrate the 60th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in Major League Baseball.
Arrested on charges of an unemployment, he was sitting in the witness stand.